You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. His name is Dr. Monty Knight, and he is a counselor right down there in Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to find out all about what he's doing to help the fine folks of Charleston. And without any further ado, let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Knight, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So, Dr. Knight, why don't you tell me a little bit, just a little background information about yourself, how you kind of got started in counseling, and what you're doing down there in Charleston, South Carolina.
I'm an ordained minister, so I went to seminary. And so my counseling ministry grew out of that. I am a fellow of the American Association Pastoral Counselors, AAPC, so I understand the behavioral sciences from a theological perspective. I've integrated the two together throughout my lifetime. I've been doing this for almost 50 years.
Whoa, Dr. Monty.
And I'm also specialized in marriage and family therapy. I am a supervisor for the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. And I'm licensed in South Carolina to supervise both professional counselors and marriage and family therapists. So I've been at this a long time. I've taught in two graduate programs here locally at the Citadel and Webster University. So my, I bring the two together. I'm a minister,
right,
but I'm also a professional counselor. So I'm credentialed in both of those, and I see people from a thoroughly secular perspective who are not at least been interested in the morality or the theology of their lives, but I also am capable of doing both. So that's what I do.
Is it kind of like an even split between the two, or do you have one more highly focused?
No, most people's concerns are moral and spiritual, whether they articulate it that way or not, okay?
Right.
I always say, if you ever listen to somebody go crazy, if you ever listen to somebody who's psychotic,
right,
either in a mental hospital or in an outpatient mental health clinic, the verbiage is almost always going to be either vividly sexual or profoundly religious, which gives you some idea of what is deepest in most people.
Wow, that's insane. You know, it's funny. I never honestly thought of it like that, but you're 100% correct. I live here in New York City, so of course I've seen a couple of psychotic people in my lifetime, and I can vouch for that statement.
Absolutely right. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this a long time, and I've been paying attention. So, yeah, I'm concerned about a holistic approach to people. I think
to help people...
are more self-aware, and to be more self-aware, you have to be better integrated. And to be better integrated, you have to embrace all of who you are, your bright side and your dark side. And anything we're trying to run from ends up running us. So I'm always trying to create a safe place for people to embrace their wholeness, because I think that's what health is.
Right.
And I consider that a profoundly, not only a profound psychological concept, but I also consider that a profound theological concept, at least from a Christian perspective. You know, the Greek word, the root word for psychology or psychiatry is psyche, and in the Christian New Testament, that's the Greek word translated as soul. So there's an integrated concept to what I do.
Now, Dr. Monty, coming through your doors, what do your patients tend to have the most trouble with? What do you find yourself dealing with the most?
I always say I operate from what's called a systems perspective.
Right.
And one way I say it is that no one comes to counseling by themselves. They're always bringing a bunch of people with them, either from their past or their present. So, that's overwhelmingly, if almost everyone that comes to counseling is there because so-and-so hurt me or so-and-so won't cooperate with me, or so-and-so won't quit drinking, or so I can't get so-and-so to love me. So, yeah, that's how I see it.
Right. Now, what do you see for the future of your business? I mean, you said you've been at it 50 years, which is a long time. But what about the next 50? What do you see for yourself?
it's going to all be determined by economics, you know, the healthcare system.
Right.
And who's going to pay for it and how people are going to pay. I, being a minister, I have a sliding fee scale. I charge $100 an hour, and I go down to 60 just at, according to people's income. And I take most insurance, and if people have good insurance, they have a copay and a deductible, and but that's going to be a major, that's going to be the major issue. Is although interesting enough, I heard a psychologist one time giving all the research on counseling, psychotherapy,
right,
outpatient, and he said the big impediment, everybody thought it would be money, but he says it's hassle. In other words, getting a babysitter, parking, getting off from work, stuff
right,
like that. So, you know, healthcare is always becomes a part of our priorities, and how I always say, anybody who's an alcoholic by the time they're in college will spend the rest of their lives, they'll spend tremendous time trying to stay sober.
Right.
If you know any alcoholics in recovery, that's pretty much what they say. I've done lots of counseling with addicted people and their families, and I wonder sometimes whether people in recovery have any more time left beyond providing for themselves, working,
right,
and being sober.
I mean, it's an exhausting process that, from my understanding, takes sometimes a lifetime to overcome.
Absolutely. You talk to anybody in recovery, and they'll tell you that's the priority every day is staying sober.
Now, Dr. Monty, we unfortunately have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people find your practice online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything
like
that?
Yeah, I do. It's Dr. Monty Knight Counseling, www.drmontyknighcounseling.com. That's my website, and it's got all the information.
Beautiful.
I'm in the West Ashley, 712 Wapu Road, my West Ashley part of Charleston, South Carolina. And that's how people can reach me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Monty Knight of Dr. Monty Knight Counseling. Sir, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little piece of your professional world with us. We really appreciate it, and of course, wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.